Welcome. Welcome to the meditation on feeling loved. Let's start by taking a few deep, loving, kind breaths for you to arrive inside of your body. You can leave all the busyness behind and just start bringing your attention to your breath. You can let yourself follow your in-breath down through your nose, your throat, your chest, and all the way down into your belly and even further into your lower belly. Let's do that a few more times to help you arrive inside of your body, where your wisdom and your healing and your guidance and your support already exists. Let's take a few more breaths, just following your in-breath all the way down to the bottom of your lower belly. And let yourself feel yourself receiving the breath. Feel how your belly expands on your in-breath. And just notice again on the out-breath how it relaxes. So when you feel you're beginning to settle inside, you also start noticing other things that are going on in your belly, not just the breath. There's always a lot going on that we don't pay much attention to. And today we're actually going to pay some attention to the parts of you that want your attention, that need something, that have been suppressed and ignored, judged, shamed. And it doesn't help. It won't make them go away. We'll start paying attention to what they need, what they didn't get when they grew up and still want it, still grasping for it, still need it, still can't find rest because something is missing. So as you breathe down into your body and your belly and your being, you also find that there are parts in there that feel restless and empty. It's like something is not right. It's like something is missing. Keep trying to get something or get somewhere. And those parts can't quite relax until whatever it is changes. And you may not even have been consciously aware of it. And yet, here you are, listening to this meditation. So please just make space for whatever it is that drew you here, that brings you here, that draws you here. Whatever brought you here, please take enough time, take a pause, listen, and just pay attention to your body. And you might start feeling that this part, or maybe several parts inside of you, that they're not at peace. There might be part that is constantly trying to get somewhere and to be different, be more, be better, faster, more successful, more spiritual, more loving, more. 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 so hard to fully come to rest and just be and feel yourself in this very moment without trying to get somewhere. So let's just do our best right now to just do our best. Just let yourself do your best right now to just do your best. That's all. That's enough. So take a breath. Give yourself permission to just do your best. No striving, no pushing, no efforting. Right now, just breathing down and feeling yourself, all of yourself, the fullness, the emptiness, the weariness, the pain, the resistance, the fear, the pleasure, all of it, all of it. Nothing left out right now. We want to make space for it all. Yeah. Just do your best. And now I want to ask you to be curious and open, and specifically pay attention to the part in there that is not at peace. And just take the next few breaths into this feeling that's restless. No matter how vague it is, no matter how loud it is, it's all okay. Just breathe into the area that keeps looking and trying and looking and looking and trying. And let it feel your presence right now and your willingness to just do your best. That's all. To just do your best. To be with that part in a new way. Different than trying to get rid of it or suppress it. Good. So be with it no matter what. No matter what it is. No matter what you're feeling in there. And see if you can find a place of okayness with whatever you're feeling or not feeling. Even if you feel you're not doing it right, can you be okay with that? Just for a moment. Just for now. And breathe into it. If it feels right to you, you can say something to it. You can speak to it. You can say something like, you know, right now I'm just going to take my time and take some time to be with you, you down there who feels scared and rushed and empty. I just want to take some time to be with myself and do my best to just listen to whatever is here. And just feel into what this pain or this emptiness or restlessness is about. What is not quite right? What does it need? What do I need? What do I need? Or what does it need to relax just a little more? Yeah, what is it that makes me feel so restless, not at ease? And I keep hoping that something will change. What needs to change? What is missing? What do you need to know or feel or hear or experience? Just take another deep, kind breath into this area and listen. Listen deeply. As deep as you can. And it's anything is good. Just do your best. And when you breathe in there and listen, just notice if you notice, like, what is it so sad about or afraid of? Or what am I upset about in there? What does this part want? Does it need being held in a very kind and gentle way? Is there a part of me that needs to be heard? Or seen? What part of you needs to be comforted in a very gentle way? Or maybe sung to? Maybe a loving song would help soothe this restlessness. And just see what resonates and what comes up for you on its own. And anything goes. It's all okay. Just listen. Listen. And let's take another deep breath. Keep listening to this part and see what it is that it never got and never received and never experienced when you grew up. Go back to your childhood and just see if anything pops up, if there's anything that you remember that stands out. What were you like? What happened? Were you very loud, hoping to be heard? Did you try to do the right thing, hoping to be loved? Or maybe it was always about your parents and their problems, and never about your needs. Your emotional needs. And just remember how you tried to be loved or get attention. And just feel that young part, how difficult that was. And maybe your parents had so many concerns with money and work and other things, paying bills, that you never got the attention that you really and truly needed so that you would feel whole and loved and evolve into a being that feels secure inside. There's just so many things that any child needs in order to evolve into wholeness, with all parts intact and whole and loved. This is natural. And it's not too late. You can listen to this part right now with an open and loving ear and with an open and loving heart. What you experienced back then, that was not your fault. Your feelings and your needs, they were right and they were normal. Everybody has them. So if you didn't receive that, that doesn't mean that you can't or shall not have them. It does not mean that you were too much or too needy or didn't deserve it. That you didn't deserve to be loved in a way so that you can feel it. You needed something that would make you feel and know, kind of get a feeling of, I'm safe. I can rest. I can let go. And as you are connecting with that part, you can acknowledge that of course you needed that. That's normal. It's natural. It's totally okay that you needed it. And it's totally okay that you wanted it. And even if you still do, that's totally okay. It was a missing piece that you needed. And still do. And it was not your fault that you didn't get it. You're not too much. You're not too needy. And you're not wrong or bad for wanting it. It's so normal and it's even essential for your emotional well-being and growth that you feel loved. And that you fully deserve to receive it. So just feel what it is that you needed. And see if you can make some space for that part of yourself. Just reminding you over and over that it's really okay to feel that. It's okay to want that. And it's even safe to receive it from the right parent or from the right source. It's safe to imagine someone who is able to love you in a way where you can feel it and receive it and open up to it. Yeah, let's take another nice, kind, gentle breath into this part that you're getting in touch with. And now I want to ask you to let yourself go to your imaginary mother. The mother, your mother, your caretaker, who has the qualities and the maturity to give you unconditional love without any strings attached. She is full and complete in herself. She can give without needing anything back. And in her presence, you feel what it was that you needed and still do. So let yourself be be present with her. Let yourself be with her right now in a way that feels good. And at the same time, you let yourself just feel the part that is deeply longing for something that you never received, knowing that it's safe here. Breathing into that experience. And you may feel emotions coming up. There might be some tears or not. Either way, it's perfectly okay. Just let it come up if it happens naturally. Just remembering that it's really okay that you needed and wanted that. And so now imagine what it would be like if your mom, your imaginary mom, can give you what was missing. Imagine that it's actually possible for you. It's possible. And you have the full right to want whatever it was that you didn't get. And it's perfectly okay to receive it now. Because it's safe. It's for you. Notice what happens inside when you just start opening up to receiving from someone where it's safe. And you know it because you created this being knowing that it's safe. And just imagine, what would it feel like? And what would feel really good to receive from your mom right now? What would you have liked, or what would you like now to hear from her? Imagine that this mom is able to say something to you that your real mom back then was not able to. Imagine that she says something to you that would feel just wonderful and loving, supportive, safe, that would feel respectful. You would feel cared for. What would you have loved to hear her say to you? And what would you have loved for her to call you? Would it be sweetheart or honey? And maybe she did. But maybe you could relax even more if she calls you something else, maybe uses a nickname that you can feel when she speaks it, when she uses that name, that you can feel her love in the way she says it. So anything goes, anything that makes you feel good. Just imagine her saying, whatever feels good to you and that you've been longing for. And maybe you're experiencing yourself right now as an infant, even before you know what would feel good. That's not something an infant considers. what would it feel like to be held by her, by your mom, with a love and a tenderness that you want more than anything, this little infant, a natural need fulfilled. And maybe she'll even sing a little lullaby for you that you can feel vibrate right down and all the way inside of you. Anything goes that feels good. Maybe she can acknowledge something about you that was never acknowledged when you grew up, and you wanted to be seen or heard for it, that even to this day, you still hope to hear that from someone. So let's just make space for that now. Let's give it what it needs so it can start relaxing. And let your beautiful heart just receive what it has been longing for such a long time. And know that it is okay. Know that it is safe. And it doesn't mean that you're too much or that you're too needy. You're just natural. And it just means that you know what you need to help you open up to feeling loved and feeling love. What is she saying to you? How is she looking at you? Can you feel a genuine love and care in her eyes when she looks at you? Maybe there's a scene later in your life where she calls you out of the blue just to tell you how much she loves you and how proud she is. How proud she is of you and how much she appreciates you for just being who you are. How special you are. Maybe it would be wonderful to hear her say, "You're so special, sweetheart. You're so special to me." And you don't need to do anything for her to say that. It just happens because it's important for you to just hear it without asking for it or hoping that she'll do it. It just comes to you because you receive it and let it come to you. Is there a specific way you'd love for her to hold you? Maybe a wonderful hug that is just right. Maybe just taking your hand and that you feel the loving connection. Or maybe a loving gaze. So then let your sweet self receive those words or actions and feel what happens inside when you do. Notice in your body what parts start relaxing a little. Maybe cracking open a little, or maybe a lot. Maybe you feel some tears welling up from relief and healing because the tension and pain in your chest and your belly that's been there for so long can now start relaxing and releasing and letting go. a little bit or a lot. Because it doesn't have to hold it all in anymore. It's ready now to be healed. And you can just let it go now because you're safe. You created a safe place and you can let go. And let any tears of relief, let them come if they're here. And let yourself open up as much as feels comfortable and safe to whatever needs to come up to the surface. There might even be a layer of anger that's been held back because you never felt loved. That's normal. That's normal that there's a buildup of anger when you're not getting your deepest needs met. So just feel that. Feel that. Invite that too. It's really okay to make space for all of it. So receive it. Let yourself receive it as long as it gives you a feeling of safety and relaxation. And especially a feeling that you can start feeling loved and relax. Right? Imagine your mom loving you even when you're angry. And just breathe into that. Feel what happens when your mom meets you at this deep level inside. She gets you. She speaks to you in a way that you've been longing for. And feel what happens when she looks at you that special way and holds you, does all that in a way that makes you able to relax and receive and let go. Ah, finally. Let yourself have it. And notice what happens in your body, in your belly, in your life, when you let yourself receive it, let yourself have it. Let it wash over you. Let it fill you up, especially the part that's felt so empty and that has been grasping and looking for it in the world. Here in this meditation, you can just let yourself receive it. It's okay. It's safe. It's safe here. Just feel it. It's okay. It's your time now to receive and heal and let go and rest and become yourself. And feel whole. And you can just do it all in your own time, little by little, however it feels right, and in a way that you can really receive it, because that's the whole point. If you try to take in too much, you won't be able to fully digest it. So just take little bites of what feels good. And when you do, stay as present as you can with this sweetness that is beginning to unfold. And we're going to let it expand a little more just by allowing it and allowing it and allowing it. By receiving it over and over, each time opening up a little more to receive and feeling loved. Opening up a new neural pathway that you can start walking. You can walk this pathway more often until it becomes more natural. Until it becomes your default. Along down the way, it will. Just imagine having your default be feeling loved. And you do this by making this a part of your daily practice or your spiritual practice. And start feeling more and more whole. And walk into the world from wholeness instead of emptiness. Take a nice deep breath into this beauty, into this sweetness and love. And now I want to gently shift into your other parent. So you can also receive what you needed from your father if you didn't get it. And again, it could be your real father, an imaginary one, whatever works for you. And if you feel the need to pause the meditation right now and continue when your other parent, with your other parent, with your father, a little later, if you want to spend a little more time with your mom and take it in, please do so, and please do what feels good and what feels right. So you can just pause it here. Or if you feel ready to continue, we're just going to continue now to your other parent. And maybe you grew up with two moms or two dads, in which case you can just now imagine your other parent, whatever he or she looks like, it doesn't matter, whatever feels right to you. Maybe you wanted to have two moms or two dads, so make it exactly so that it fits you and you can receive what you need to feel loved. What you would have loved to receive from your other parent. And for the sake of ease, in a way of talking about it, I will just continue using the word father or dad, but please feel free to adjust to make it fit you, fit your past, your current needs. It's about you. This is your healing, and only you know what will make that happen. So again, this empty, hungry part in you, let's go back there and just again feel how it's been grasping and looking for something in the outer world that you wanted to receive from your dad, maybe even without knowing you wanted it. It can be many ways. Maybe you've been trying to be successful and make a lot of money, get the right relationship, looking for support or anything else. Just because there was an emptiness, there was something missing in there that you did not receive from your father. It might be exactly the same that you wanted from him as you wanted from your mom. It may be different. Only you will know. So just do your best in just sensing into what would that part have loved to receive from your dad? Your real dad? Your imaginary dad? Or spiritual icon? What is it? Can you imagine that your dad could give that to you? What if you knew that right now it's possible to receive that? If you know that you can get anything you want, how will that look for you? How will he treat you? How does he talk to you? What do you need to feel a warmth, a safety, a feeling of okayness? And what will feel really good if you can ask, if you can want and ask for anything you think you need? Just sense into it. Do your best. Allow it. It's okay. So what is it that you needed or need to hear or feel or know or experience from your dad or with your dad? What was missing that you still long for? And what would your dad say to you that would make you feel so deeply loved that you can totally relax? And what would he call you? Is there a specific nickname? Would he call you sweetheart? Just receive it. Hear or feel or see or imagine him saying that to you right now. And then receive it and feel what it's like to hear that, to finally hear that. And yes, you can allow any tears when you hear it. If it feels like something can soften, then this is how you open up again. This is how you start receiving and feeling loved. What does he say? What does he tell you? Do you have a special little secret that's really amazing and it makes you know that he trusts you and he knows that you can have little fun secrets together? What specifically is he saying to you? so that something inside of you can start relaxing and feel loved. And know that you're special in this very beautiful, mature, healthy, wonderful way. Being honored. And notice what happens in your body when you really hear these words. And let yourself receive them. And are there any specific ways or actions or, yeah, special ways to be with you that you would like to experience with him that would feel loving and caring and that you really matter to him? Could it be a safe, firm, and gentle hug? A loving gaze? Or a tender look in his eyes that you recognize as a sure sign that you're loved? And you can feel that. You just know it when you see it. And it's telling you that he respects and honors you. And he kind of instills a way in you to know what it feels like to be honored. So that you can take that with you. And let yourself really receive whatever it is that you're longing for. That you have been longing for all along. And that you knew that you needed to feel whole again. And finally, you can open up and receive. Yeah. What is it that you always wanted to hear from your dad? From a dad who is available and able to say these kind of things that matter to you. Imagine calling your dad and telling him about your challenges in life or your joys and have him fully receive you, have him support you, have him celebrate with you. Because he so deeply cares about you. Yeah, and what happens in your body when you feel that and imagine and receive it? Notice what changes in your body. What part can relax a little more. Let go of the restlessness because it's receiving what made it restless. It's receiving what it needed. It's receiving what it's missing. What's been missing that made it restless. So notice which part can begin to relax that you didn't even know was tight or upset. And breathe in and let it relax. Let it cry. And let yourself receive what you needed all this time. And let it sweep through you and wash over you. Let it soften you. Let yourself open up to receive what you've been longing for a long, long time. Yeah, let's take another deep breath here and be open to receive anything that you need. Anything goes. Let this little meditation be the space where you feel safe to ask for what you want and receive it. All the things that make you feel good and more complete and more yourself, more relaxed. Yeah, this is your healing, and you know exactly what you need. And that's why it's really okay, and it's good for you. So feel this new opening and softening and receptivity, and let your body get used to feeling this way, this new way. This is how you change the old neural pathways and patterns, by just feeling this love. That's why it's so important to feel loved on a regular basis. Make it a new habit. And you can go back and listen to this meditation as often as you need. Or if you get a feel for what you're doing here, maybe you can just start sitting down and do it on your own without the guidance. But please do whatever works. If you need to re-listen to this 1,000 times, because it helps you every time to remember and to receive deeper, then please do so. Be kind, be loving, be gentle with yourself, and do it in the most loving way possible. It's a good way to start every day and end every day, by letting yourself receive this love in whatever way works for you. So you can start or end your day with a full and an emotionally peace-filled heart. And then eventually, you'll be able to walk into the world without feeling the need to grasp for something, to get something, to get somewhere. Because you're full inside. You're fulfilled. And you may even start flowing over. You're full. You feel the confidence and the maturity that comes when you walk and live from a place of fullness, because you feel loved. So feel what it feels like again, and who you would have been, and who you can be and become, if you had this feeling when you grew up. It's not too late. You can be that now. It's not too late. When you receive this from within daily, the emptiness will sooner or later be replaced by a fullness. So this little meditation is so powerful, and it's so great to do it regularly whenever you need. Let's take another nice deep breath into this whole experience and let yourself have another boost of what feels good. That that's your medicine. That's the medicine that heals all the way down to the core. And feel free to stay in this blissful space as long as you want right now. Let yourself be nourished and nurtured by imagining what it feels like over and over to receive what you've always longed for. And then, surprise, you might just be opening up for that to actually come to you in your real life, because your door is opening. It's as if you're placing a sign that says, open to receive, on your heart. It's an energy. It's a frequency. Let's see. Let's wait and see what happens. It's a higher frequency you're in now. And that is going to start attracting higher frequency experiences of feeling loved into your life, inside or out. So, I wish you blessings and love and continued expansion into feeling loved. Blessings to you, and blessed be.